Ray and Rob and Joe reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is 4 a.m., and it's time once again for the 4 a.m. podcast, where, once again, me and my friends are now diving into our mailbag to read over our listener reviews or comments and so on. I'm terrible at this. All right, so what do we have for today, Brian?
Well, we got an email from one of our awesome fans, Stacy.
Awesome fans.
So I'm gonna go through this email real quick, and we'll discuss about it. She begins, "Hello, fellas. I know you all keep asking your listeners to write in and ask questions, voice opinions about your episodes.
We do.
While listening to the podcast covering Modern Vampires, which sadly, or I suppose not so sadly, I have not seen, Joe, I believe, said that it was still within his top five favorite vampire movies. But that was as far as he went with it. I was listening, hoping you'd all begin to rate your favorites. You didn't, so I'll ask now. What are your top five favorite vampire movies? I don't know many myself, but Interview with a Vampire is my favorite. Then From Dusk Till Dawn. I also caught a lot of What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
While I can't rate it without seeing the entire movie, from what I saw, it was pretty funny and is a solid recommend to you guys to check out. It's pretty funny. Keep knowing what you're doing. You all make me so happy listening to your podcast on my way to and from work once a week. Aww. Cheers, Stacy. P.S. Don't know if the Die Hard comment was serious, but Home Alone is also a fabulous movie to watch at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. That's every year.
Yeah.
Die Hard, Home Alone every year.
Cheers. So that's Stacy. Thank you very much for your email, Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy.
Do we want top five vampire movies?
Sure. You got top five?
Mine, I don't even know if I could do five. I think it would be Interview with a Vampire. It would be The Lost Boys. It would be Dusk Till Dawn. Then it would be Modern Vampires. Then Turn the TV Set Off would be number five. And go stop watching things with vampires.
Sit in the dark and rethink your life.
Yeah.
So my list.
No. The William Dafoe one where he was playing
Nosferatu. Shadow of the Vampire.
Yeah, Shadow of the Vampire. That was a good one too. We'll put that. There's five.
So I'm gonna go with this is not in order by my favorite, just five that I like the most. Interview with a Vampire, From Dusk Till Dawn, Vampire's Kiss. I'll put Modern Vampire up there, and as long as it was, I did like the Bram Stoker's Dracula. I did like Dracula. That.
Mary Shelley's Bram Stoker's Black.
Yeah, that one. Oh, we should make that. Mary Shelley's Bram Stoker's Blackula. Let's make this
Do it
right now.
Rob, well, here's the thing. I haven't actually seen that many vampire movies as compared to you guys. I have a much more shallow pool to draw from.
That's very good. I don't think you're thinking well enough.
So here's, I've never seen Interview with a Vampire.
Okay.
I've read all the books. I've read all the books, but I've never actually watched it. So mine's going to be much... All right, so...
You've seen Modern Vampire now.
No, that's not on my top five list. I figured. I'll go with Blade.
Okay. Nope. That's fine.
Yeah. I'll go with... I'll go with Lost Boys.
Yeah.
I've never seen Blade Trinity.
We'll be glad.
And I don't know if I've even seen Blade 2. I think I have. I think it's all you guys. So Blade, good. Lost Boys.
I'll drop Modern Vampire and put Lost Boys up there.
I'll say, can I do maybe 10 minutes out of the running time of the first Underworld movie?
Sure.
Before it gets ridiculous, when they're still doing when it's basically like Vampire the Masquerade the movie, they're doing all the inter-clan sort of
about up to the point where she shoots a hole through the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, a lot of vampire movies, they start strong.
Yeah, her butt gets points
that
too.
That one starts strong. Yeah.
30 Days of Night. I'm running out of titles. Yeah. I'm running out of titles.
Vampire in Brooklyn?
Never seen it.
That's number six.
are you naming yours, or are you just trying to give me suggestions?
Suggestions.
Can I go back to Brian's for a second? Do we count Vampire's Kiss as a vampire movie?
Why not?
I think it's more like a Nick Cage movie.
I will say it is a...
Is he actually a vampire?
No. Well, That's in question. That's why I will allow it. It is in question whether or not he's actually a vampire. It is debatable.
Oh, wait, but damn. Hold on.
He's a ghoul at best.
Fuck.
Brian just suddenly had some concept for it. Now
because Once Bitten, I love that fucking movie. I put that shit up there. We're not going to vampire his kids for once because I don't know why. I just fucking love the movie. I always have.
I will also say, if you want to get technical about it, Monster Squad counts because Dracula's in there.
No.
Monster Squad's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, but I don't count that as a vampire movie.
Is that on the list? It should be on the list. Once Bitten.
That is Once Bitten.
I've never heard of it.
That's the one, I believe that's Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Really young, early days Jim Carrey.
Stacy and others of you listening can't see my face right now, but it is Jim Carrey-esque.
Yeah. Yes. Your eyes have never looked larger. Matt, would you like to?
So I got like, what, three?
Sure. Thank you. There's not going to be anything new here. I mean, I've got, I think probably my favorite is a toss-up between Interview with the Vampire and Lost Boys. Modern Vampires and From Dusk Till Dawn kind of hover around the same space, Dusk Till Dawn edging it out. But I haven't seen Blade since I was like 15, but I remember liking it. I like the lore that they set up for the vampire cultures
I saw From Dusk Till Dawn once, and I don't remember anything about it.
I will say
it's schlock, but
I should probably put it up there just as default. But
Blade is a better vampire or a better superhero movie than a vampire movie, but it's still decent.
It's weird how in that movie, like, becoming a vampire makes you worse.
Oh, yeah.
No visible benefit, and your silver kills you.
Yeah.
But no, like, I would put Blade on my list. That's the one thing I will say that's different than most of the people here.
Being a vampire doesn't make you worse. It's just the rules are completely wonky. Yeah. They're just... But yeah, I would go probably Interview with a Vampire. I think I might have to go Vampire's Kiss. Mm-hmm. Lost Boys. What We Do in the Shadows, definitely. And then probably, in the Shadow... what did I just say? Out of Shadow of the Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, Shadow of
Vampire. Or Nosferatu. Nosferatu. It's just, I mean, it's old and it doesn't hold up as well, but I enjoy it. Or Bram Stoker's Dracula. It's not bad.
I'll add another one. Plan 9 from Outer Space.
If you're putting in Monster Squad, you got to put that one in. Yeah.
There's a Dracula in that one.
There's the Dracula. I think he was a chiropractor.
Sometimes he was Bela Lugosi. Yeah. Sometimes he was a chiropractor
with a cape in front of his face.
So, Stacy, thank you for writing in.
Sadly, we didn't give you anything really new here. you named some of the best ones. Can I count Gremlins 2?
Wow.
Wait, hear me out. We have a bat gremlin, and at one point that guy is dressed as Dracula.
He is
dressed as Dracula the whole movie. Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is not a bad choice.
That's another one that I saw once and don't remember anything about.
If we can count the show, I'm definitely throwing that in.
You can't count the show. It's a movie.
Put shows on, I'll put Kindred the Embrace up there.
That stricken from the record.
So if you can find yourself a copy of that one disc with the entire season
I will send you a copy of my DVDs. I will send you my original DVDs.
Don't look at it.
It's not even a DVD.
I will send them to you, Stacy.
It's a CD with the entire series on it.
It's a fucking laser disc.
Yeah. Actually, Matt, save yourself the postage. Stacy, save yourself the trouble. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of vampire TV shows, I heard Netflix is picking up Lost Boys. Is that
in Yeah, I heard there's going to be like a show about them.
Lost Boys show? So what is going on with these shows now? They got MacGyver. They got...
Wait, what?
MacGyver's back. Started, not to date the episode, but it airs tonight.
Really?
It airs tonight. No, it's not Netflix. Oh. And they've got Lethal Weapon.
I heard about that.
Damon Wayans, which I don't know.
And there's another one. Like,
I will throw this out there. Is anyone else aware that they rebooted a live action Tick show?
I heard about that. I think Hulu picked it up.
Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because the pilot is out. Is out. On yeah.
Why?
It's weird.
Of course it is.
But anyway.
What else would it be?
Problem with the 4 a.m. podcast.
Not enough damn vampires.
Well, you know what, Joe? Get on that. I'll break out my Toreador books. I still have my D10s. Let's do this.
So
I think I still have all my D10s sitting in a sock.
I can't find my D10s. I lost them shit. They were the best dice I ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, I miss those D10s.
They were black. The numbers were gold plated.
Like they betrayed you every chance they got.
And like,
they did. They did kick my ass.
Not as much as
I still have my D10s, but they're Hunter the Reckoning dice, so they're basically.
I know we're getting on a weird tangent with all this, but yeah, I want to throw this out here now. Is anyone else noticing this really weird trend where like everything I got beat up for in high school, or well, not beat up, but got like chastised for in high school, everyone is into now?
Yeah.
It's called.
It's weird.
That's because those of us around our age who were in high school who like went out and did things decided I'm gonna make the shit that I loved in high school and fuck you if you don't like it.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, you know, I like that shit too. There's more of it like in Rage of Nerds. I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd. That's what's happening right now.
But it's funny to go to work and have people have discussions of, you know, which Marvel movie's best, and then talking about like, oh, I'm so excited I got a new D&D campaign going. I'm like, really? Like.
They upgraded the Ranger.
What happened?
They added
that.
Yeah, made the Ranger better.
Is that what did it, you think? The upgrade to the Ranger?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, Rob.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with Stranger Things at all.
Shout out to Terry, my first DM. Shout out to Terry.
Shout out to Joe, my first.
Yeah. Go!
Yeah.
Actually, making vampires worth dealing with.
Don't touch the glaive, everybody.
So
I'll throw a chimney at you.
Yeah, so yeah, while we're at it, anyone wants to write in with a list of your favorite vampire movies or your least favorite vampire movies?
How about this? Just write in and list all the vampire movies.
Just all of them.
I would like to be educated.
Okay. You should have told me. I would have done that for you.
Oh, gosh.
So let's just write us in with your favorite vampire movie. Or
it's more fun.
Top five list. Or a list of five.
Audience participant.
Just write us in and say hi.
Yeah,
that'd be nice too. All right, our one listener's here.
our fans here, everyone.
No, I'm sorry. We
I'm
have
a fan.
I know. I'm wrong because we now at least have two other people.
Yes.
You have verified emails.
Yeah.
I didn't write this email. Someone wrote this email, sent it in. It's not my hand.
Stacy and Rich. Yes, Rich, I got it right this time. I just want to know. I appreciate you listening. Yeah. Much love.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure. Anything else, Rob?
Yeah. No, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening to this Four Guys in an Inbox episode.
And where can they find us?
You can find us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google, whatever that thing is, Google Play Store podcast/...
Wherever podcasts are sold.
Yeah, everywhere you find podcasts. You can find us there. Subscribe to us there. It's a huge help. For us finding out who's out there listening. So continue to write in, continue to listen, and we'll continue to just talk nonsense into a microphone.
Give us material so we can keep going.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Deuces.
Bye-bye.
Blade rules.
Good night, everybody.